Hi everyone, we are continuing through the book of John. Today we're looking at John chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. So in this passage, John the Baptist is doing I don't know what, but he sees Jesus walk by and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God." Now, John had just said this in the passage right before this, which we read on Friday at Jesus' baptism. It's John's declaration of who Jesus is, the Messiah, the Christ, the Lamb of God. Now, the reason he says it this time, though, or at least this circumstance, it's a little different. We're told here that John was standing with two of his disciples, and they hear John the Baptist say this, the Lamb of God, and they're like, "Oh, okay, see ya, John." What happens here is John, in a sense, he messed up his own ministry. He says this, and these two disciples just leave him and start following Jesus. Now, we talked about this last week, and we'll mention it again in a couple weeks, but I don't think John had a problem with this. John knew his role. It was not to be the light, but to be a witness to the light, to Jesus. Anyways, these two disciples of John, they just start following Jesus. They start walking behind him. And so it seems that they're following him. And so we see Jesus' first words in the Gospel of John. And they're very, very meaningful words. Jesus turns to them and asks them, "What are you seeking?" Now, again, there's a very simple meaning here. And this is a dynamic within the Gospel of John, right? There's a simple meaning here. He's just saying, "Hey, why are you following me?" Like, as in, why are you walking behind me right now? But in John's gospel, it's both simple and deep. And I think the deeper question here is not just for these two disciples, but they're also for us as well. But the deeper question for those disciples is, what are you seeking with your life? What are you in search of? Like, what do you want? Now, these two disciples, it doesn't seem like they catch on to this. And that seems evident by their response, because they respond, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" They just, in a sense, like, "Oh, what are we seeking? Where do you live?" They just want to know Jesus' like physical address and just like follow him and figure out where they're going. That's okay, right? It's okay that they don't get that, because what Jesus says is, and Jesus is patient with them, Jesus says, "Come and you will see." Again, simple words. Okay, fine, just follow me. You'll see where I live. But much deeper beyond that is, "Come and follow me, and you'll not just discover where I live, but you'll discover what you are seeking, what you have been looking for." And what happens in this passage is, for at least one of those two disciples, one of them finds what he was seeking, and his name is Andrew. Andrew is one of those two disciples, we're told, and he goes with Jesus to where Jesus was staying, and he stays with him for a day. And we don't know exactly what happened during that day, but afterwards, what does he do? He leaves and he goes to his brother and says, "We have found the Messiah. This is the one." Andrew's declaring, "I have found what I am seeking," essentially. "I have found the Christ. I have found the one." And he goes and he tells his brother, and that brother just happened to be a guy named Simon, or Simon Peter. Peter, who would later be one of the pillars of the early church. But to focus on Andrew here, Andrew was seeking something. And that's why he was following John the Baptist. And it's important to remember that. He wasn't just some guy on the street. He was following John the Baptist already because he saw something in John. But John says, "This is the Lamb of God," as he looks at Jesus. And Andrew was just like, "Whoa, okay." And so he goes seeking after Jesus. And as he does this, he doesn't even know exactly what he is seeking, but Jesus says to him, just come and see. Come and you will see. And what happens is Andrew sees and he finds what he's looking for. He finds Jesus, the one, the Son of God, the Messiah. He finds what he's been looking for. This is a bit of an existential kind of thing here, but for so many people today, all around us, I feel like we don't know what we are seeking. There are so many people, they're searching and striving for something, but they're never getting anywhere. And that's because they haven't found what they are seeking. They don't even know what they're seeking. There are yearnings and longings in our heart for status, for approval, for love, companionship, meaning, purpose, power, all those things. And we can find some of it, shadows of it, pieces of it. But all those things, all those longings and yearnings of our heart, they only find their ultimate end in Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. So that's why Jesus asked us, what are you seeking? What do you want in your life? Like, what is it that you desire? And if we are even in the beginnings of that relationship or conversation with Jesus, Jesus will say to us, come and you will see. You just need to follow. Start going with him and you will find not just like the longings, like you won't just discover the longings and yearnings of your heart. You'll find the end of it. You'll find that in Jesus, those things will be fulfilled. And so I think the question that Jesus would ask us right now, all of us, is what are we seeking? Like, what do we desire in our lives right now? But also, it's an invitation. Come and you will see. You will see if you follow me. This day, let's follow Jesus. Let's go to him and see and find what we've been looking for. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you that you invite us. You invite us to your kingdom. You invite us to you. And I pray that you open our eyes to see the greatness and the goodness of who you are, Jesus. And I pray that we will devote our lives to you, knowing that in you we can find the ultimate end of all of our longings and yearnings of our hearts, God. Fulfill us, fill us, help us, God. And I pray that we will just have this joy as we follow you, God. I pray that we will see as we follow you. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray.